Rebels take the Central African Republic's capital. Bible translators are making the most of a window of opportunity in South Sudan. And a ministry takes its message to the movies. We've got some for you on today's edition of Mission Network News, service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Looters and armed gangs are roaming the streets of Bangui, Central African Republic. This after rebels seized control of the capital after the president fled the country. Africanland Missions' Phil Byler says they had plans to send missionaries to reach the Imbororo unreached peoples.
We have recruited a team leader couple and members and are hoping to put them there next year, 2014. So this coup really raises problems for us. Actually, 2 weeks from today, a group of us are flying in to meet with our church leadership there about this team.
Their national leadership team on the ground had to flee. Byler isn't hearing good things about the new rebels.
We do hear that this rebel group has some Marxist and Islamic leanings, so we're a bit fearful that the anti-Christian aspect of this may predominate.
Pray church leaders will be bold in their witness. Support AIM's work through a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, new tensions are emerging from old wounds between Sudan and South Sudan. The peace process has been uneven and fitful since the split in July 2011. However, Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith says not all the troubles can be blamed on the political infighting.
Surprisingly, one of the major challenges in South Sudan has been the influx of international assistance.
The wave of well-intentioned aid was too much too soon for an infrastructure that couldn't support it.
It's caused a huge inflationary spiral. So this is a challenge that most people might not anticipate in a country that's poor like South Sudan.
Smith is warning the rising uncertainty could close the window of opportunity to translate God's word. Wycliffe is stepping up its efforts to support Bible translation work.
The thing to pray for, of course, is peace and stability for the people that are there, that the progress of Scripture will be an encouragement to the Christian communities that are there, and that they'll look to God for their hope and for their encouragement, and that the financial situation will somehow stabilize.
This is Mission Network News. New legislation is a step away from punishing sexual violence in India.
These news reports that we're hearing and these new laws are one more indicator that God is at work changing India for the better.
Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says the law is a good thing.
For the first time, there seems to be an outcry against this, whereas in years past, the situation was just accepted by everyone that that's just the way it is.
But it'll take more than a law to change life for women there.
Women are just summarily abused without any consequences for people, and that's a worldview.
By introducing women to Christ's love through their adult literacy classes, Mission India sees entire villages change.
This is the way God changes a country, not through laws, but through people's hearts.
Read more at missionnetworknews.org. Pray more lives will be transformed. Elsewhere in India, Baptist Global Response says a medical outreach to the poor is growing. BGR works with Bangalore Baptist Hospital to help rural villages through mobile clinics and disease prevention. They're now expanding their medical outreach to include eye care and pregnancy services. By meeting physical needs, medical workers are able to point to the great healer, Jesus Christ. Pray that God's healing power will draw many more people to know Him. And have you heard about families having to jump through hoops to adopt? But have you seen it personally? Orphan Outreach is encouraging families to see the movie Stuck, which is on tour until May 17th. The film deals with issues and proposes solutions with the help of the U.S. government. More importantly, Orphan Outreach is encouraging believers to act in the name of Christ in a highly emotionally charged situation. Find out more, go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. What if we miss God's word to us? Well, like Jonah, God's issued the call in all of our lives, but are we listening? Open Doors USA is offering the book Operation Nineveh, 39 Days with Jonah by Brother Andrew and Al Jansen. Are we running or willing to go wherever He sends us? We'll be challenged by this radical free book when you call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.